Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here.
Yes.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. And I'm looking out the window over behind Ariel's head, and what I see is the sun through the ice on the trees, and it's pretty amazing.
We are pre-recording this show because when it airs, and when you're listening to this, if you're listening to it live, we will be in Costa Rica completing our instantaneous transformation immersion courses in leadership, communication, and well-being. And so for those of you who are on your way here, it's going to be great. And those of you who are not here for this year, you can start planning for next year. This show theme is Adult Survivors of Childhood.
Yes.
I actually really love that theme because you can either be plagued by your childhood or you can live your life. I imagine there are some people who have had some, quote, happy childhoods. But my experience of childhood is that there was just lots of things that seemed unfair or hardships. And then, of course, some people have really deeply challenging
circumstances that are difficult by any standard. But here's the thing. Our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It's not psychoanalytic. It's not about trying to fix what's happened once in order to have a satisfying life. It's about seeing how life is in this moment without judging what you see. Our approach is an anthropological approach, where an anthropologist is someone who studies or observes how cultures function. Normally, we've been trained to look at our lives and see how it was influenced by what happened in our past. When you access the current moment of your life, when you're here for it, the past truly becomes irrelevant. It no longer has to plague you. What happened once, happened once. It's not as though it's going to happen again that way, because the moment keeps showing up differently. Unless, of course, you resist the moment, and then you start to have repetitive moments. And the complaints about your past then become realities about your present moment.
Because you bring them into this moment. This moment is like a canvas that you are painting upon. And if you're drawing upon your complaints about a moment in time from your childhood, you paint that canvas over this moment. And then before you know it, you don't actually see what's around you. You don't see the ice on the trees, if that's what there is. You don't see if it's spring, you don't see the flowering leaves. You don't see the person sitting across from you.
And, you know, we talk about adult survivors of childhood. Any time you reference your past, you're going back into memories that were recorded from the point of view of a child. And children's reality and reality are very different. Children have fantasies about the truth about what happened. And I'm not saying bad things couldn't have happened to people, but if you keep resisting those things, you keep replaying them, and then you modify them to be right about your point of view, and that becomes your life. It is possible to get here into this moment of now and then drop that previous story as though it has no effect on you. And by the way, it doesn't when you drop it. You have to go back and find it, to think about it, to retell it, you know, and a good bad story is really great.
Now, I wouldn't be surprised if during the course of this show so far, while Shai and I have been talking, I wouldn't be surprised if your mind is flicked off to memories and events and maybe even pictures from your childhood. Let's talk about a great way during this show to harness, access this moment. First of all, in case you haven't noticed, Shai and I do finish each other's sentences, so don't want you to be distracted by that. The next thing is this phenomena called listening. Your mind is like a pinball machine. We say something, it hits a bumper, it goes, and suddenly you see something, something else, and before you know it, you're not...
It goes off on tangential thoughts.
It really does. So that's not a problem. That's a natural happening. But if you slow down just a little bit and you pay attention, you listen to hear what each person is saying from his or her point of view. And it won't just be Shai and I. If you listen to what we all say, it'll pull you into this moment.
If you don't listen through your system of judgments of good, bad, right, wrong, I know this already, I've heard of this, I've read this. If you think you know something, then you don't listen to hear the nuances of what's being said.
You know, it's possible that you have a reoccurring theme from your childhood or thought from your childhood. I'd get interested in letting go, being right, that what happened to you was wrong. Because right, wrong is in the change modality. In transformation, it's about getting interested in what is in real time. First principle of instantaneous transformation. This is so good for repeating childhood conversations about somebody who did you wrong or how you did it wrong. What you resist or don't like or talk to yourself about.
And what you don't want, don't like.
What you judge.
That persists and grows stronger. And it dominates your life.
I think of this, since we're talking about childhood, as the silly putty version of, you know, principle.
I think silly putty may be only understood or seen by people that grew up in this country. I don't know if it's all over the world.
Well, silly putty was kind of like a plasticky, stretchy thing. It came
kinda
in an
like
egg.
Kind of like dough.
You kind of opened this plastic egg. Inside this dough was like a plasticky, stretchy dough, and you could stretch it out. And then as a kid, the funny papers, the comics on Sunday were the only thing done in color. So my sisters and I used to press it up against the comics, and then when you peeled it off, you'd have a perfect representation of the comics, only in reverse. So that can also happen. If your parents shouted, you've decided you will never shout. But then when you find yourself feeling upset or conflicted, you then either get really quiet, which is the silly putty version, the opposite, or it bursts out of you at some point. What you resist
persists and grows stronger. It follows you around, dominates your life. So if you resisted fighting in your family as though that was wrong, then you will create fighting in your environment, whether you want to or not.
Second principle.
No two things can occupy the same space at the same time. In other words, you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of now.
You couldn't have heard this show a moment before you did. You are hearing me talking right now because you are. A few minutes ago, you were doing something else because you were.
So in each moment of now, you could only be exactly as you are. In a past moment, you could have only been the way you were. And we see this as, for me, it was the Enlightenment principle. In that one day, about 34, 33 years ago, I was in San Francisco and I realized that I couldn't be anywhere else in that moment but in San Francisco on the street I was on. And I had no control over that. And I had done many, many workshops working on myself for years. And what I realized was that I couldn't be different than I was. I was, in fact, a perfect me in that moment. And then I realized that in any previous moment, I couldn't have been different than I was either. Therefore, my life had unfolded perfectly. And in that moment, I stopped picking on myself and my thoughts, and simultaneously stopped picking on Ariel in my thoughts. She transformed in an instant. I transformed in an instant. Our lives transformed going forward and back in time, because those things that were problematic ceased to be problematic when I stopped saying they were.
Third principle, anything you see without judging completes itself. We know many people who were embittered or embattled with their parents, for instance, who got centered, became themselves, discovered what Shia was talking about, the perfection of the moment, which goes forward and back in time. You can't be any different. I cannot tell you how many listeners, how many people who attend our seminars, our friends, the two of us, who discovered that our childhood was perfect, our parents were perfect, and there's so many people who have written or called or come to us to thank us that they got to be friends and friendly with family members that otherwise they would have missed the opportunity before they passed away.
The other people that they became friends and friendly with was themselves.
Because if you're fighting with yourself,
then you pick on everybody around you. Anyway,
that's a good starting place. We have several people patiently waiting. So how about we take the first one?
Thomas, where are you calling in from, Thomas?
Good evening. I'm calling from Basel, Switzerland.
Ah, that's lovely.
Yes, nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear you. How are you?
It's lovely.
Very good.
We're great.
So, what can we do for you, Thomas?
Well, I think I have less a question and more a little story to tell, I think.
Okay. Well, tell me your story and we'll see what we got.
Well, I think this show already changed a little bit my life before it started. Because first I read only the title of the show, and then I thought, finally, I can call and complain about my life, about my childhood.
Yes, you can.
And, sorry?
You can complain about your childhood, and that won't do you very much good.
Yes, of course.
And it won't change anything.
Quite a bit later, I read the description of the show,
yes.
And that made me thinking of my childhood. And now I think my childhood is quite good. It was better than I thought before.
Yeah, I love the quote we have from Tom Robbins in the description of this. Tom Robbins is an author, and he said, it's never too late to have a happy childhood.
That's true, yeah.
That quote amuses me.
Well, I love what you said. I believe I understood it, that before we met you, you looked at your childhood, and then you didn't find anything great in it. But after you got in touch with who you are in one of our seminars, now your childhood was no longer the determining factor in how you feel about life.
Well, just I think just not the bad parts were so big again. But I think the good things grew stronger than before.
That's great, because you know what you're talking about, the bad parts, when we're resisting something.
It's bad.
It's like putting on glasses that you're looking through a lens of it's bad. And when you do that, you X out all the wonderful things, which is really common. We've really seen that with people, that when they're busy talking to themselves about the things they've resisted, they forget all of the incredible things their parents did for them, including making meals I mean, just plain making meals.
Making meals. How about doing their laundry? How about transporting them all around? How about buying them presents on their birthdays if they did?
Or making sure they got to school or getting haircuts or taking them to the doctor. I mean, there's so many things that...
A child doesn't factor into what it takes to be a parent.
And things, yeah, of course.
Like paying the heating bill.
Right. You know, when I was a kid, I thought my best friend's parents were the perfect parents, and mine weren't.
Yeah, I know that.
Then I grew up, and now I am so thankful that my parents were my parents, and I have my life rather than my friends.
Yeah, they were the best parents we ever had, yes.
Yes. We need to be going to a break here shortly. Can you come back with us after the break, Thomas?
Of course, yes, I can.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Shia and I would love to invite you, so we will. We're inviting you to any one of our seminars that are upcoming. We have some relationship evenings in early February, February 10th in New York City. And then we do an international video seminar where people from around the world connect in with us on February 11th. Again, it's on magical relationships. Why not in time for
Valentine's Day?
The next weekend seminar coming up is in New York City.
It's called Wealth as a Lifestyle.
It's a Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, March 6th through 8th.
Mm-hmm. And then we go to Hamburg, Germany for the Freedom to Breathe
on
April
Thursday.
2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Power of Being Clear and Direct on April 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
And our Costa Rica 2021 Leadership, Communication, Well-Being Immersion Course is now open. If you would like to join us next year for Costa Rica, a prerequisite is attending a weekend seminar. You can find out about any and all of our seminars and register on our website,
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
And if you want to know the entire year's schedule, you may want to get yourself a Transformation Made Easy 2020 calendar. If you haven't yet, you can do that also off the website or in person at one of our seminars.
And they are beautiful, and Ariel took all of the photos in them, and they are awesome.
Very inspiring.
National Geographic quality.
Well, thank you. All right, we're speaking with Thomas. How you doing, Thomas?
Hello, Buck. I'm fine.
Hey, Thomas, you know, we were talking on the break, Ariel and I, and we realized that we only met you last fall in Hamburg, and it sounds wonderful. How much has happened for you?
Yeah, I think I just started thinking about more about my life, my past.
Well, I think it's great.
And we're really happy for you. And thank you so much for calling into the show. Really a treat to have you. And we're looking forward to seeing you in Costa Rica. You came to a weekend, saw it was for you. You're joining us in Costa Rica, and we look forward to having you there.
So do I. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. We have another caller holding, so we'll say goodbye to Thomas for now. Or Alfreda Zane.
Alfreda Zane. And we are choose. We're taking.
Bye. See you then.
Bye.
Let's take Micah. Micah, where are you calling in from?
Hello, I'm calling in from Hamburg in Germany.
Welcome. Welcome. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank
yes,
you. It is.
Good to hear you.
Excellent. What can we do for you, lovey?
Well, I just was touched by the topic. It's never too late to have a happy childhood. I'm busy with childhood at the moment because my son is moving out. He's 21 now, and he's leaving our house. And I just feel so sentimental and proud at the same time. And that makes me think of my own childhood and how grateful I am, what a good childhood I had, and how strong I feel because I had such good wings that my parents gave me. But also I noticed that I'm quite critical with my mom thinking of when I think of my childhood, actually more these days than when I was a little girl. And that kind of like bothers me. I can feel that I'm a bit unfair. I see my dad as the one giving me the wings, and he was trusting so much in my talents and capacity. And I just noticed that I don't feel comfortable because I feel a bit unfair against my mom, which I was when I was a child, but I also feel that now, and I'm just a little bit busy with that topic.
Well, you know, we might want to talk then about compassion. You know, it's so easy. Yeah, it's so easy to judge other people for how we think they should have been when we haven't walked a mile in their shoes, when we haven't gone through the life circumstances that our parents went through. My father was a very amazing man. He grew up in Russia around the turn of the century. He escaped from Russia when he was 13 years old or so and came to the United States. He had to crawl under barbed wire to get out of that country. He suffered greatly. You know, Russian winter was very cold. And, you know, my father never came to a baseball game or a swimming meet that I played in or swam in. And when I was a kid, I thought, well, he doesn't really care. But he cared deeply. He just didn't have a childhood himself. So he couldn't relate to what I thought I needed. He just did his best. And you know, it's easy to judge our parents and say they should have done more. Well, there's only one real problem with that. They couldn't have. And how you know that is that you can't be different than you are in the current moment of your life.
So I have two things. One is when you're talking about compassion, it's also compassion for you for having developed that idea when you were young and your brain was not fully developed. And which leads me to my second image or point. Have you ever seen a set of salt and pepper shakers that are two different shapes, but they're clearly a set? Like yeah. One may be a cat and one may be a dog, but they're a set.
Yeah.
Your parents were a matched set. And between the two of them, one may have been the cheerleader, perhaps your dad, and one may have been the designated disciplinarian, which may have been your mom. But they were a matched set. They were integrated. They worked together. So you can be mad at the pepper and like the salt, but they came together as a set. So in a certain respect, as a kid, we don't recognize that they've developed a parenting system, and one is not at fault and one is not the angel.
And they inherited a lot of the ways they related to life from the people who came before them. And they inherited it in such a way that they had no choice. Just like, so you live in Hamburg, Germany, yeah?
Yeah.
The people who live in Bavaria or in Cologne speak a different dialect than you do.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm so touched by what you say that I just already the first sentence like made my tears come out, and I just could feel right away that it's a question of compassion, and I'm just so touched by that. It's just so simple, but it actually also helps me now to see my relationship with my husband. We are salt and pepper as well, because we are the same different parents than my own parents were. And for some reason, it calms me down very much, what you said in regards to my parents, but also to my marriage.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah. And look, your capacity to be moved by life is what's so remarkable about you. That's where your brilliance lies, in your ability to be moved by life. And to see, when we say something, you see, you look, you see, and that shifts the way you relate to life. That's awesome. It's a gift you have, my dear.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You know, Shai said it at the beginning that our approach is anthropological. An anthropologist just gets interested in how a culture is put together. And it reminds me a little bit that, as we mentioned, we're pre-recording this show, and we're pre-recording it right before the holidays. And I've been busy putting together all sorts of holiday things for family and friends, because that's my background. That's my salt or pepper. And Shia spoke to his sister yesterday, and they were both remarking how amazing it was that they haven't spoken virtually all year. Their family, and she kept saying, we're some family, aren't we? We might should get together more often. We're not kids anymore. But their background is such that family, I speak to my sisters frequently and text them. That's not his family background. One is not good. One is not bad.
They're different.
And when you see them without judging them, you have a choice. Then you don't have to excessively text or call just because you have an obligation born from some background you inherited. And you don't have to not call because it's not from your background. You can be authentic to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I just noticed now that I learned very much from you in this regard, because I, for many years, could not accept so many things from my husband. Like, he had a different way of Sunday breakfast and everything, what his family did different than my did. But now, yes, for a long time now, I can see that there's just so many possibilities to live a life, and it's not only my way that is the right way, and that gave me such a much better life.
Yes.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
You are a gift, you know. Yeah. I hear your voice and I smile because of how great a human being you are. And I hope I don't say something that offends you when I say how great a human being you are. But that's my experience of you, Micah.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
But I do feel good, though. Yeah.
You know, this conversation we're having with you is a gift for everybody also, because, you know, this is airing in January, and we just mentioned that we'll be coming back and doing the Magical Relationships evenings. And I think people often get stuck fighting a battle from their childhood with their current person they're dating or with their spouse, because it's really lovely what you just said, that you let go of the idea that your way, your background
is the right one and his is the wrong one.
It's just different.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if your parents had
differences
and conflicting ideas about childbearing. A lot of people do, and they just don't know how to come together. But given all of that, look at what a remarkable person you are. And I want to say one other thing. You may,
and it came from them.
You did.
That's
but
right.
I want to say one other thing. And that is, from time to time, you may have uncharitable or petty or unkind thoughts about your mom. But what I notice is that there's something about you and the way you've been being that she comes with you to courses in Hamburg because you're safe. You're not bringing her there to show her the error of her ways.
How she raised you wrong.
That you're living a life that and a way of being that she admires.
And your satisfaction with your life fills her, because that's all she ever wanted for you.
And when she sits there, I see how proud of you she is. Reminds me a little bit about what you were just saying about your son.
Right.
Oh, that's so good. I am so happy I called. That is, it's just simple and it's so good, and I feel so good now.
Well, thank you for
really
calling.
True.
We have another caller holding.
We'll take it, but we really, really appreciated speaking with you today.
Yeah, it is great speaking with you.
And look forward to seeing you in Costa Rica,
yes,
too.
Dear. Woo-hoo. We look forward to seeing
bye-bye.
You.
Yeah, bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. We have Ephraim holding. Are you in New York City today, Ephraim?
Yes, I'm in New York today.
Well, welcome to the show.
Yeah, what can we do for you, Ephraim?
Thank you. Well, first of all, I've been enjoying listening and being moved by Micah being moved. And it's just
awesome.
Been a lot of fun.
How someone being moved can just, like, fill you. So sweet.
I also got a chuckle when you talked about the child's view of the world, and because my wife Sarah and I are raising a 5-year-old at the moment, and just the idea of getting her ready for school in the morning could be grounds for a terrible childhood.
Yes, from her point of view.
My parents were so mean to me. They made me go to school. Some kids are like, I won't wear a coat, you know? It's like, they made me wear coats.
But they're so in the moment, so it shifts so quickly, and it's just fun.
Well, at least your daughter does.
Okay, so here's the thing, Ephraim, we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back. Can you hold for a moment? We want to hear some more of this.
Yeah, we look forward to speaking with you.
Sure.
So come on back.
Yeah, we'll be back
and
shortly.
Don't miss
Being Here.
Being Here.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, we have a shout out to some of our listeners, actually to all of our listeners. But, you know, we like to look at the station lets us know where people call in or are listening
tuning
from. Tuning in from. So
here we go. This week's shout outs.
Nyack, New York.
Belton, Missouri.
Pensacola, Florida.
Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Göppingen, Germany.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Christchurch, New Zealand.
Bogota, Colombia.
And São Paulo in Brazil.
So wherever you're listening from, thank you for being a part of the Being Here family.
Yes.
Really appreciate it. We are speaking.
I really do love that we have this facility, this ability to talk about transformation, and people all over the world have an opportunity to discover a new possibility in the way they experience life.
Mm-hmm.
That is just so profound. I really appreciate technology for that reason, and that reason maybe alone, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, at some point we realized that people should have access to the possibility of transformation. And should they have an interest in be looking, we wanted to make it possible for people. You know, if you Google our names, you'll find millions of hits. We have so many resources out there. And if you're not yet on our email newsletter, I'd get it if I were you. Sign up for it. You get articles of the month, videos of the month, blogs from people like Ephraim.
I don't think they do that anymore.
What?
Give you the number of hits on Google.
No?
No. Long time ago when they first started,
they did. I'm archaic.
Archaic,
and ancient.
Yes.
Let's go back to Ephraim.
Ephraim.
You still with us?
Yep. Hi.
Hi.
And I second that. There's nothing better than getting your amazing articles in my email when I least expect it and most need it.
Oh, that's
great.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah, we really appreciate your appreciation.
You know what else? From those newsletters, give me an excuse to share my visual versions of transformation. Virtually all of the photos or images on our website, but also that accompany all of the newsletters, are
photos that Ariel has taken.
And I just love that, because you know, when you're really here, you capture a moment as an image. And so thank you for saying that. That touches me.
Sure.
So you called in for, did you have a question?
Well, one thing I wanted to mention after reading the topic, I was thinking that I definitely think of myself as having a really good childhood, but I'm pretty sure the reason I have that feeling has to do with your second principle and just the idea that just the trusting that I'm perfect and that every experience I had just is what brought me to this place, and it wasn't good or bad. It just was, each individual moment was perfect.
Yes, it was. But as a child, you had preferences and you thought
right.
that your parents were doing it wrong. And I'm sure your parents did a lot that was right. But if you're a normal child, other people's parents seem so much cooler.
You know, I love that you can see just getting your daughter ready for school is grounds for a bad childhood.
That was great.
That is really good. Excellent.
I did have one other thought that popped into my head, which was sort of a thought that I judge as being childish, which is something that you mentioned recently at a Monday night, which was that you don't get credit for being in the moment. And
well,
you know, I immediately heard that and said, you know, sometimes I do that.
Say that last thing again, Ephraim, you guys were both talking.
Sorry, just when I heard that, I realized that, you know, my mind wants credit for everything.
Yes.
And, it's
yours
just something
too?
That
Yeah, it's really true. If we've run a race and cross a finish line, it's more fun if you have somebody congratulating you for having crossed.
Hey, I have a steps app in my iPhone, so I get credit for how far I walk.
Yes, my Fitbit would, you know, celebrate on my wrist when I did my steps for the day. We've been trained to get credit and congratulations for things that we do. When you're in the moment is the
congratulations enough.
Yeah.
You know, just
but
being
you're right,
here.
You don't get credit for it. But you also don't get blame when you fall out either. Credit and blame is all change. It's right up there with good and bad and right and wrong and better and worse. But when you're here, you're here.
See how lucky I am? I get to live with you.
Thank you.
And you remind me of that.
I learned it all from you.
Oh, I got some credit there. Love it.
Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome.
Takes one to know one.
Or for all of our German listeners, Zelba Zelba takes one to know one. Hey, thanks for calling in today, and really, really a treat speaking with you.
Yes.
Excellent.
You too.
Okay, we have another caller.
Yeah, let's take her.
Judy.
Miss Judy. You in New York City?
I am in New York City. And this is Judy. Thank you for having me. I've been having so much fun listening to the show. I was thinking of this topic, and I have three older brothers. And two of my brothers, one's 8.5 years older than me, one's 10.5 years older than me, and then I have one closer who's 2.5 years older than me, and we're all very, very different, and I think we all have we all had very different childhoods, which was always funny to me because we all grew up in the same house.
Right.
But
before you go on, I know a set of twins who had very, very different childhoods. Both of their perspectives are extremely different. They're identical twins. So they clearly grew up the same. And I remember one of them saying to me, I cannot believe that my sister or brother, I'm not going to put a gender on it in case they ever listen, is complaining about raising his or her kids. I have more children than they do, and it's great. I don't know why they think they're so stressed. We learned how to do this in our childhood. It's a very interesting thing. Everybody develops their own ideas. Oh my gosh, it's snowing outside our house right
now. Our house has suddenly...
We just got a flurry of snows.
Yes.
It's kind of like Shai's looking out one window and I'm looking out the other. And interestingly enough,
the snow came from the south side of our house first, and Ariel's looking north. So the snow wasn't there when I looked out the window.
So here we are, just absolutely showing, depending on what window you look out, you got a different view. Anyway, so go ahead. You were saying.
So it was interesting to me. I was lucky enough for the last years of my mom's life to spend a lot of time with her, and she would tell me like the different reasons why, like she did the way she did. Like my mom was a little bit ahead of her time. She went back and got her master's degree when I was 6 years old. So, and she had told me that her mom had wanted to make sure if something happened to my dad that she could support her family, because my grandmother had been a widow at the age of like 37 or 39. So there was like tough times when she was a little kid. And I had never known any of that. So when I was a little kid, like I thought everybody's mom worked. So when I was about in third grade, my mom went back to school, and I also thought everybody's mom went to Columbia. You know, like everybody's parents were smart. You know, it didn't occur to me that it was everybody's family wasn't like mine. But as I've gotten older, I have I've come to appreciate it. But my question would be, sometimes I'll see something that you know, that I know is from my childhood, and it's not that I'm blaming, but I feel like I do blame. How do I see it without not blaming?
Well,
if that makes sense.
Okay, it makes sense. Now, here's the thing. Initially, you can't help that judgment system from going into high gear when it does. Okay, so you blame when you see something and you... because the story gets reactivated. However, if you bring awareness to how you live your life, and awareness is a non-judgmental seeing of how you're going about your life. That's all awareness is seeing without judging. If you see it and see that you're judging and don't judge yourself for judging, then that way of being will complete itself. And it doesn't take long. It happens in an instant when you see something and you don't judge it. That part of it is over. Doesn't mean it won't show back up, because you've got years and years of a story of your life that you've complained about to yourself as well as others. And so it's a bit of retraining your way of experiencing living.
So at first... the blaming, that's from that, will be automatic. But as you bring awareness to that, those are thoughts. The thoughts aren't you. You are the one who listens to that. Then you can start to relax a little and not take those thoughts personally.
Or seriously. See, and those thoughts initially were put together by a very... less expanded version of you. Somebody who was complaining about life and blaming their complaint on your mother or your father or somebody, your brother.
If we take something from Ephraim's book now, So imagine you're in relationship and all of a sudden the person's like, come on, Judy, let's get out the door. We got to get there. You're dragging your feet. And you're going to be like, oh, God, my parents were always pushing me to go to school, too. It's going to be an automatic if it's left over from childhood.
And pretty much everything is left over from childhood. Because like they say, if you look it up on Google, you'll find you have between 40 and 60,000 thoughts a day. That's a lot of thoughts. What is that? Somewhere around 2,300 a minute? Or an hour, excuse me. In any event, you have a lot of thoughts and they all come from childhood. They started there and they're repeats. Because 95% of your thoughts are the same ones you had the day before and the day before that. And 80% are negative. And it's only a thought. You know, Mary had a little lamb.
Its face was white as snow.
And everywhere that Mary went,
the lamb was sure to go.
And your complaints are no more than a fairy tale like Mary had a little lamb. Look, every once in a while, a song plays in my head. You know?
Yeah.
That's just what happens. You hear a song and it plays. Well, you have thoughts that are repeating that way. And the ones about your childhood have been given a lot of weight in a psychological paradigm as if those thoughts are the truth.
You know, I've spoken about this before, but in one of our books, I believe it was in the first Being Here book, I talk about the night that I thought I was so hungry after eating a huge meal and I found myself standing in front of the refrigerator. And I realized that those thoughts got triggered by me wanting to run away from a scary scene that was playing in a movie. And you have a lot of thoughts that get triggered by things, and sometimes they're even saving you from something in your environment. That's why we like to say it's an anthropological approach. You're going to find yourself really amused at what you discover if you take a non-judgmental approach. And that includes a non-judgmental approach when you suddenly find yourself blaming something on your childhood. You know, I'm not brushing my teeth tonight because my parents, you know, it's
hey, if you don't want to brush your teeth tonight, don't. Enjoy your foul mouth.
Enjoy your fuzzy teeth.
Right.
Oh, goodness.
That's funny. I was telling someone I had lunch with today that I used to say that to my niece would be like, I'm not brushing my teeth. And I would tell her, good. And then your teeth would all fall out. And my brother would like, don't say that.
See, we pulled something just exactly from your background. Not
from
bad.
Lunch.
From lunch. Thank you. Thanks for being so in sync. Hey, we got to go because we're moving to the end of the show. Really fun speaking with you today.
Yes.
Though.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
I want to go back around briefly to what we said to Micah. Have compassion for yourself. You have compassion for yourself. Everything else will follow.
Yeah. By compassion, Ariel means be kind to yourself.
Which is perfect because we are about to get ready to tell you next week's show.
Which is Magical Relationships
101, meaning be kind to yourself and everything else will follow. Hey, if you want excellence in every aspect of your life,
join us for a seminar.
And if you enjoyed the show, share it. Transformation grows when you share it with others. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back next week, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.